Sunny 101.9 WKQS. Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. That's Coldplay with Paradise.
It is 9:15 on this Friday morning. As we told you, we continue on here on the program. Marquette City Manager Bill Vita joining us with a preview of the upcoming Marquette City Commission meeting, which will be Monday evening at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. And, well, good morning again and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And a few things on the agenda that I know are of some importance that you want to get out there, because these are the public hearings that have to do with a few things that have been discussed lately with some developments, including the former Tasty Bread, Bunny Bread location and whatnot. So let's start there with you've got three public hearings, and the first one is key with some zoning issues. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, so for folks who've been following the commission lately, earlier this year, there was some direction to take a look at where we could have homeless shelters, how we would fit those into the rest of the community. That went before the Planning Commission. They've got some recommendations coming forward, specifically on where in the city, commercial districts, business districts, things like that, and the terms and conditions for how they would have to fit in. So if you have a homeless shelter, that means there are going to be a certain number of people who are volunteering to work there. They'll need parking, things sure. like that. And so you're going to see the recommendations from the Planning Commission come back to the City Commission. At this point, it's their job to bring it before the people of Marquette, see how everybody feels about it, give everybody a chance to have a say before a final decision is made.
So once again, Bill, you're encouraging people to come to the City Commission meeting and give their opinions.
Absolutely.
On this topic in particular, there probably are some strong opinions with this that people are going to want to get out.
Well, there's a very compassionate community, but there's balances with everything. And the good news is the Planning Commission understands that, and they try to make those balanced recommendations before they come to the City Commission. The Planning Commission is a public process as well. And so we're grateful that we've got so many hardworking volunteers here in the city. But we have still a democracy, thank mm-hmm. God, and people need to come out and let their elected leaders know how they feel before the final decisions are made.
And that ties into the second public hearing that's coming up that has to do with more development with the former Tasty Bread, the bakery on Washington Street, which this is a massive project that's going on. But what's being discussed at this particular hearing?
Well, the overall plan was requested to be a planned unit development. And what that means is that because it is, as you've said, so massive, there are millions of dollars of investment, they want to make sure that all of the rules that need to be addressed in the way that they set their infrastructure up, in the way that they manage their space, their parking, everything else, are handled in a fully coordinated way. And PUDs do that very nicely. It allows you, rather than to have to kind of go out and nickel and dime every issue, to do a holistic view of what you want to have happen on that site. It's been a project, of course, you've heard about it. It's been in the works for a long time.
But for those that maybe don't remember, what they're talking about, turning it into sort of a combination of residential and retail outlets and that sort of thing?
Well, it's a four-phase project, and phase one is almost exclusively retail and office space. Phase two would be pretty much the same. When you get to phases three and four along the backside of the property, that would be up the hill from where the existing linear park and the bike path are right now, you're going to get more mixed use. So you'll have the kind of things that you see where there might be retail or office type of residence on the first floor, and then maybe more residential type residents on the higher floors.
But so again, it's another important particular issue to come in and discuss and let feelings be known on that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Planning Commission has again taken a look at this. They've made their recommendations coming forward to the commission, and so it's another chance for people to be heard.
You know, it's also important if people approve of these plans, if they like the plans, you need to hear about that as well. It's not just about come in and say you don't like it, you disagree, but come on in and say you do agree if you like it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I have to say, just from personal experience, it's more likely than not the people who disagree who come in usually. Mm-hmm. And you've heard us share that before. It's it's hard to make balanced judgments when you only hear one side of the story.
Right.
True.
So the tension that's always on the commission and the planning commission in vetting these things and reaching out to the public is to make sure everybody's views are being heard, not just the one side or the other.
And quickly, the third public hearing has to do with what?
Well, there's on East Avenue, there's some capital improvements need to be made. The residents actually came in and asked for a special assessment to help improve some of their sewer lines. Marquette, you've heard us say it a few times, has got this legacy of interesting construction. Some of our infrastructure in the ground dates back 100 years or more. Mm. When the city was expanding, they didn't always do the 100% compliant solution the future would expect. Sometimes they did the best solution they could afford. And as people are now revitalizing their infrastructure and improving it, they're looking for improvements.
So you have to discuss those kinds of things and make sure everybody's at least on the same page.
Yeah, and when the residents ask for it, then it's not something that just goes exclusively on the city's bank account. If it's something that a resident is asking for, they have to organize themselves. When 50% of the residents in an area want to see something improved, they can come before the city commission and ask for it. And when the city commission holds a public hearing, it comes down to, are we going to take on this type of project, and who's going to end up paying for it? With a special assessment, it's typically the people who are asking for it and the city, not just exclusively the city. And so the commission will hear all of those kind of discussions and try to decide if this is something that makes sense or not. So